and a 9-year-old girl was able to pull the fire alarm just before she too was gunned down. This is SRN News.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter our founding history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least two or three more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today. Mainly clear tonight. Chilly. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer. High 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
An Alabama judge ruling over a case that involves the VCAP law here in Alabama has now ruled in favor of the state when it comes to certain documents. Last year, Judge Lyle Burks placed an injunction on the state ban of transgender surgeries and hormone therapy for those under the age of 19. Burke did so because of a lawsuit and the number of plaintiffs who referred to the various pro-transgender health groups and their studies as the reason to stop the law from going into place. One of those groups being the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Now the state attorneys are requesting that the plaintiffs provide them with documents from WPATH. However, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit have filed a motion to quash to keep that from happening, saying it was a burden or an irrelevant request. Now Judge Burke has ruled in favor of the state in getting those documents from WPATH, saying that they are unquestionably relevant when it comes to diagnostic standards and standards of care regarding the transitioning of minors. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A drug deal apparently goes bad in Valley Grande and ends with one man being shot and killed, another man in the hospital, and a third behind bars. The shootout occurred this past weekend. Dallas County Sheriff Mike Grantham spoke to WAKA News.
There's only two ways the dope game can go. Number one, either jail, or number two, the graveyard.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels who.
I got words.
I got hairy legs.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goat, you know the thing.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
I like to do it at night when people aren't around.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Is that how you conduct yourself? In a democracy?
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Shut up, silly woman.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Hey, mister! I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's running a little bit late. I was hoping to get a call here from Jeff Kaur, editor, executive editor of 1819 News. Also, host of his own show there in the mornings in the Mobile Fairhope area. So, waiting a call from Jeff. If he doesn't, the show must go on. Of course, Justin Bogey of 1819 News is also joining us, as will be, well, you just heard her, but we're going to talk for about 10 minutes or so. Amy Beth Shaver, her op-ed this week is just fantastic. So, before we get into the meat of the show, I want to remind you callers that if you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing, $60 gift card, you got to tell us. And you got to tell us on air. None of this calling Eddie off air, doing a private show. No, you got to say, hey, Joey, I want to be in on the drawing. And all you do is give us your month and date. And on Friday in the 2 o'clock hour, we will announce the winner after we run all those names through a random number generator. And, of course, at Sweet Creek, you can stock up on groceries. I think I would spend all $60 on meat, on Wagyu of Alabama meat there at Sweet Creek. But you might spend all that money on cake. There's a lot of great cakes over there, a lot of great sweets in general. You might want to stretch it out. Have lunch at Sweet Creek several weeks in a row. They have those fall-off-the-bone ribs, those kick-butt sandwiches. The Cuban over there, I hope they still have it. My goodness. So good. And of course, they always have fresh produce coming in. And if you want to know what is the freshest thing they have, what they get in, and you want to know immediately, just go to Facebook and like Sweet Creek's Facebook page so you can stay up to date. They recently got some strawberries in there. Really great stuff in a great family atmosphere. You can go have a coffee, let the kids play around with the chickens and the goats running around the property. They're right off of 231 South, like you're going towards Troy, but way before you get to anywhere like Sykes and Cons. It's on 231 South, just as you pass Taylor Road. Sweet Creek will be on your left. Stop by and be sure to tell, well, Reed and Karen Ingram that you heard about them here on News and Views. And again, if you want to get in the drawing, you got to tell us on air. 272-9228 is our number. Again, Eddie Bader's running a little bit late. Now he's about 5 minutes. He'll be coming in on two wheels. So I don't have a call screener, so I'm going to see who this is. I'm hoping it's a certain someone. Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. Good afternoon. Oh, somebody got cold feet. Somebody got cold feet all of a sudden. Well, folks, it is the measure of a man to admit when he's wrong. And I have been massively wrong. I wish Eddie was here so I could tell it to his face. Eddie was right, folks. I was wrong. This bill being pushed through the Congress of the United States on the House and the Senate side by Republicans and Democrats, this bill to ban TikTok is a nightmare. Now, I'm not wrong about the fact that TikTok is a portal to hell. But if this bill to ban TikTok gets passed by this Congress and signed by this president, well, you'll just bring out hell on earth, at least when it comes to your Fourth Amendment rights, at least when it comes to freedom of speech on the internet. What we need to be doing is scaling back the national security state. Because I'm sorry, those Jedi mind tricks don't work on me anymore. They might work on you, they don't work on me anymore. You know the trick where they say, don't worry about it. It's a matter of national security. A matter of national security. Sure. But Eddie was right. I was wrong. This TikTok ban is a nightmare. Absolutely terrifying. A massive expansion of the national security state. Another opportunity for the government to get their hooks into the internet. Gives a lot of discretion to the executive branch. So Eddie was right. I was wrong. And I think I measure pretty highly that I can admit that I am wrong. It's a mark of humility. Speaking of the man, he's in here now. He's getting all set up. Like I said, came in on two wheels. He's plugging in those headphones. And
what's up, Joey?
Are you going to rub it into my face that I was wrong and you were right?
But what?
On this bill to ban TikTok.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually got a whole little thing on that.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Right. So the boogeyman is TikTok.
Right.
But all the stuff we want to do with that,
right,
is to screw you, me, and everybody else trying to get
it's
free information.
It's kind of like where we need tools to stop misinformation recruiting by ISIS and then the Ruskies. And now let's use those same exact tools that were for national security.
Right.
To go after, people saying true things about the vaccine, but it's just going to cause more hesitancy, and we don't need that.
The fact that they're still pushing the vaccine and these boosters, even in our state government, irritates me to no level.
Absolutely.
Because it's been proven, for one, not to be effective, for two, to cause more harm than good, and for three, I know, and it's going to come out, all this stuff that they've made the vaccine with, it's more than less not probably good for you or me to have in our bodies, period. We're just walking around guinea pigs, or some of us are. And I don't think that was right to do. They filled us with fear.
Right. We'll get into the details of why this is a nightmare. Great write-up that will go into the details. James O'Keefe is back. He's not with Project Veritas anymore, but really? He's with O'Keefe Media. And he's talking about an illegal Democrat money laundering operation, otherwise known as Act Blue. That was a big deal during the whole 2022 cycle and 2020. So we'll get into that issue. Thing we didn't get to yesterday, the IRS having their goons show up at Matt Taibbi's house right after he testified in front of Congress. You've got Senator Tuberville. Judge Napolitano called me last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on my personal phone, just to talk about how amazing Tommy Tuberville is on standing up for this issue of the military trying to push taxpayer-paid abortions.
If he likes that, he should watch a couple Iron Bowls.
Right. So there's plenty to get to, and you know what? Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, Hong Kong, he is still looking like the Golden Goose Alabama. I need to write something up on that, because I think Will Ainsworth, he's out with an op-ed, came out this morning or yesterday, there at 1819 News. We must act on this perfect opportunity to repeal the grocery tax. Amen, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth. Amen, Goose. Goose has got the right idea. You know, I wrote something pretty heavy-handed about that, too. So I like where things are going as people start to see the future. And joining us now, we have Jeff Poor on the line. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Doing well, Joey. Sorry, Radio Brain got me in this queue here.
I certainly understand the radio brain. It's this guy, Eddie, sitting here, used to make fun of me. Oh, you're tired from sitting and talking. Yeah, it's a real thing, Eddie.
Now who does two shows a day this week and every week?
And it's a real thing. We've got a guest. I don't want to fight with you, all right?
We got a guest.
Well, it's like you do your show and then you forget. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Show's over.
Obligations.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can bring the tire relief.
Now, in your dealings, let me ask you, and again, we're talking to Jeff Poor, the executive editor of 1819 News, also the host of the Jeff Poor Show there on FM 106.5 down in the Mobile area. I talked to him this morning on his program. He's doing me the favor of joining me on this program. With Governor Ainsworth, I mean, I think you've gotten to know him better than I have. Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth. Do you think he is sort of pandering to grassroots, or do you think he really means this stuff? Like, this is how he believes government should operate?
Probably a little bit of both. I think Ainsworth went into public service wanting to be, like, a big change agent. But, it kind of, you know how it is. You get that Montgomery trap and the alphabet soup, and there is a reality to state politics. There's a reality at any level of politics, but sometimes you can get so engrossed in the reality that you kind of forget why you came there in the first place. But he's sitting there and he realizes this, and he knows that this is, you've got to run for this. I think he believes it. I think school choice and I think the tax relief are certainly things that he believes in ideologically, but what does he... does he understand the reality? I think he does as well. So, I mean, I take him at his word here, but I don't think he's a guy that is too big on, you know, the grand ambition of just fundamentally changing the way the state of Alabama operates.
Right. Well, and I guess we'll see over time. And, you know, on practical stuff, I'm looking at a report today. I guess you talked to him recently about how he's unhappy with the Department of Transportation. And I agree with him, especially on that corridor in the northern part of the state. Make it wider. Let's just get on it.
Well, yeah. Well, if you've driven from Montgomery to Birmingham or back and forth, it seems to want to back up somewhere around where the big rebel flag is and the devil will get you sign is. I don't know why, but it just does. That's just, there's not a lot going on there. Why is Interstate 65 backing up there all the time? But the idea here is that's our Main Street, Alabama. From Mobile to the Tennessee state line, Interstate 65 is Main Street, Alabama. In Georgia, their Main Street's I-75. It is six lanes from the Chattanooga suburbs all the way to the Florida line. They need to do something like that in Alabama. And there just doesn't seem to be any interest or any excitement or any enthusiasm. It is a very, we have to do things by the book this way approach. And the thing, it's just, what do you, you know, Joe, let me ask you something. State of Alabama government, what do you want out of it? And I you know, what do you want them to do? What do you want them to get right? If they had to do one thing to get it right?
The first, I think, role of government is basic safety, stopping violent crime, property crime. And then at the state level, if you're going to be controlling infrastructure, make the roads wide enough where we don't have backups, where if you do have a problem, things are efficient. Yeah, just the balls and strikes, the fundamentals.
I think we have low expectations of state government. A little education, like you said, public safety, and just infrastructure. Your basic, all this stuff with like economic incentives and rural broadband and all these bells and whistles sort of things, and then they could go away, right?
Right.
Just get the road, just get the basics right. And I, you know, you look at it, Ainsworth, that's probably the smart approach because, like I said, we don't ask much of our state government, but you just get the roads right, and everything else is just details.
Again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Poor, and I'm looking at something here. Maybe you can help me out with it, Jeff. What is prison education, and why is it going to cost $100 million?
Well, so if you so choose to go to prison for a felony in Alabama, part of the remedy, the part of the way they try to rehabilitate you, you go to school. You could get a community college degree at Reed State or something. You could get your GED. There are ample education opportunities to get you back on your feet when the day comes that you leave. So, kind of too cute by half, maybe, but they're going to take money out of the education trust fund to put toward this prison construction, $100 million. I'm sitting well with a lot of people, but there's a lot of stuff. And this is the governor's proposal. I don't know if it has legs, if the legislature will go along with it, but she certainly thinks it does.
Well, and as it came out, it's also being proposed in that education trust fund budget of $25 million to this water park thing here in Montgomery. We'll see how that shakes out. Another $5 million, what, to the World Games. I think even some is down in your area being allocated from the education budget. Is this just a matter of having so much money?
To the airport. Yeah, no, I think it's not having enough money in the general fund. She's trying to commingle the two budgets, and that's not costing fellow different loopholes. Look, somebody explained it to me this way, though. The outrage, and I don't know how you listeners feel about it or how you feel about it, is $25 million for the water park. It's way over budget. And it's supposed to be this transport, this tourist boon, economic development. It's going to make people, the Air Force, want to keep actual Air Force Base in Montgomery is what we're being told. But there's all these positives. Mm-hmm. Well, if we start taking pieces away, think of the big Jenga puzzle, right? If Montgomery doesn't get their piece, you pull that out. And if Birmingham doesn't get their millions for the World Games, if shares money in Huntsville, then the whole thing just collapses. And one lawmaker down here, my way, Mobile, said, well, if we start picking on those guys too much, we won't get our money. Or they're changing airports at Mobile. There's an airport out west, Mobile, Batesville, and they want to move it closer to downtown. It's Berkeleyville, the old airport. And they're trying to transition back to the downtown airport. There's money in the education trust fund for that from the governor under her proposal, which is kind of weird to me as well, but that is what they're trying to do.
Well, and when I look at Governor Ivey's proposals, whether it's these budget proposals or all the executive orders, like a transparency and efficiency study, yada, 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 do you think she's actually the true leader of this state? I know she's the governor, and I wouldn't deny her that, but often governors in the state can be weak compared to the legislature. Who do you think is really wearing the crown and guiding things behind the scenes?
You know, it's interesting. If Governor Ivey wanted to be all-powerful, I think she very well could. She is very popular, high approval rating, wins her elections by wide, wide margins, Joey. But she's not using any of this political capital to do much. And, I mean, and I'm not buying this. Well, she's just waiting her turn. No, I mean, that's not historically. Governors have big ideas at the very beginning of the first year of the first quadrennium. And they do big things, like she did with the gas tax in 2019, whether you like it or not. That was a big legislative accomplishment. She's done nothing. She's proposed a goofy budget and given a state of the state address with a bunch of kind of weird stuff in it. So I don't know what's going on there, but it's clearly she's not running the show. We haven't seen her since state of the state. Why isn't she more engaged? I mean, you know, the rumors are out there. Your guess is as good as mine. Because I think she could if she wanted to, but she isn't. So who is running that? Who is filling that void? Nature abhors a vacuum, and that's not clear either. It's not like there's a Joe Bonner type within that office that I think is calling the shots. There's a Bill Poole. He's a finance director. He is probably sitting there and calling a few of the shots, but that, his personality is not as much as the guy who's really the guy behind the scenes, right? So then what do you have left? Somebody in the legislature? Is there some sort of like, do we have governor by committee? I don't know the answer to that question. It's a very weird time in Alabama politics.
It is a strange time. And I tend to be, I like to have our politics, the way things actually work, match with our formal system of government. It makes it clear for the people, for everybody involved. And when it's more everything's be done in the back room, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I want to shift gears here. And again, we're talking to Jeff Poore, the executive editor of 1819 News, also host of the Jeff Poore Show, heard Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon down there at Mobile's FM Talk 106.5. Last night, you know, I talked to Judge Napolitano every Tuesday on the show, Andrew Napolitano, and that's great. But last night, he was so impressed with Senator Tommy Tuberville and the stand he's making against the abortion policy with the feds and the military that he called me, I mean, personally, and just was singing Tuberville's praises. We're now, I guess, several years into Tuberville's term. How do you think he's doing on these sorts of issues? Like, how would you assess U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville at this moment?
Not at all what I expected. I don't know what I had expected, because the campaign was a little, it was a little aggressive, right? Talking about terrorists coming over the southern border and things of that nature. And look, Tommy Tuberville, if you haven't had the opportunity, is a hell of a stump speaker. He mixes the locker room with the conservative red meat, and nothing can hold a candle to it, not Jeff Sessions, not Bradley Byrne, nothing. That's why he dominated that contest in the Republican primary and against Doug Jones later in the year. So, like, I expected more of that. I just, you know, he's a football coach. But he got up there, and he kind of fell in line initially. Stephen Boyd was his first chief of staff, and that was probably good for him because he's like, look, coach, back off a little. You know, you're just a freshman. But now, like, he is picking and choosing his fights. And I think this fight is one that he is not going to lose on. He may eventually get steamrolled, and Schumer may get his wing, and they get these appointments through. But standing up to the VA and standing up to the Department of Defense, they were not going to use military health care for abortion. Even, you know, it would be a gross violation of the Hyde Amendment. Right. I mean, there's no lose situation in my book.
Yeah, I think it's a great fight. We'll be playing, for folks listening out there, I'll be playing some of the clips of Schumer going after him and Coach Tuberville really talking to and taking it to Lloyd Austin and General Milley the other day, just yesterday, I believe. But, you know, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, this is the kind of thing that makes people want to write a campaign check donation to Tommy Tuberville when he makes his campaign.
Really well said.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing that makes him even more politically bulletproof in Alabama. Because I think about this, Joey. They meet somebody else. I would have said Ainsworth a year or two ago, but I think right now it's Katie Britt's up there, but I think Tommy Tuberville's probably the most indestructible politician in Alabama right now.
I think you're very much onto something there. And, going back, for the longest time, I think Richard Shelby and Jeff Sessions, sort of, they had a dynamic relationship, and that Sessions had his role, Shelby had his role. Do you think that's starting to develop between our two senators, Tuberville and Britt?
Not really. Shelby, you know, the bag on Shelby, he was always a mixed bag, especially in this state. Particularly when he beat Jeremiah Denton in 86. You know, people could, you know, there was like, he's okay. There was no strong emotion about him. But he just did the dirty work, brought home the bacon, was just this the pork guy, the typical Southern senator that brought home all the appropriations. So there was that. But then, like, you look at Katie Britt, maybe she becomes that. But right now, I mean, I get like five press releases a day for both of them championing some kind of right-wing conservative cause. Whereas you never saw that from Shelby. You saw it from Jeff Sessions. Right. It was kind of a 1-2 punch. But you don't have either one of those really playing the, like, old stately Trent Lott, Stennis. You know the type of Southern legislator that just brings home the money and smokes a cigar, and that's his accomplishment for the day. Doesn't seem like that with Tuberville and Katie Britt. Not yet. Maybe Katie Britt is that eventually. I don't get that vibe this early in the game.
Yeah, I almost get a friendly competition vibe. I get those same press releases, and it's constant. So I hope they develop a good relationship. It'd be good for the state. I think they could be a good duo for the nation. It depends, I think, on whether Tuberville wants to keep doing the job after 6 years.
That's a million-dollar question. Does Tuberville stay in that position? Because the rumor is he's not. He's just going to go back to Florida or wherever and live out his retirement. And Steve Marshall is the guy to watch. But what is he going to do? If Ainsworth's the heir apparent to the governor's mansion, then who? What is Marshall going to do terming out as attorney general?
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time, as my old boss used to say. Again, folks, we've been talking to Jeff Poore. Jeff, if folks want to follow the work you're doing, what you're thinking about, what you're putting out there, how can they do so?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poore. I sort of put everything out there that I think is worth your time. So you want the one-stop shop stop with Jeff Poore.
Well, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again next week, if not before.
Thanks, Joey. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. And Jeff Poore there, 106.5 FM and 1819 News. He's the executive editor there. In a way, he's like a boss removed from me. I work with an opinion editor. Jeff oversees all the editorial aspects, including the straight news side there at 1819 News. And he's good. He's very good at his job, especially when you work with him behind the scenes on the writing, his knack for the news. And I appreciate working with him. So, I already reminded folks, Eddie, not to bother you off the air with, let me get in on Sweet Creek.
I heard you dogging on my private off-air show. I have drawings, too. The off-air. The
you private, have private drawings?
The private drawings are on the private show, too, so don't be knocking.
You know, it's been a while
show.
Since I've threatened to whoop your ass.
I can't help it. The private show's taken off.
This is not going to be allowed.
I don't know what
it
to tell
stops
you.
Right now.
I do not know what to tell you. I'm not
No, what you're going to tell me is I'm not doing that anymore. It's over.
What do I do except
kaput.
Say, hello, news and views? And they'll say, hey, is it the private show?
Yeah. Remember Blazing Saddles?
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
You remember the Madeline Kahn, isn't that her name? Lily von Stuck?
One of my first things made right. My heart go pitter-patter.
Right. You know how everything below the waist?
Oh.
Yeah, your off-air private shows, it's kaput.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No more. I'm so tired.
Not even a withdrawal period. It's just a cold cutting it off.
And they always told me that people closest to you are the ones that will hurt you the most.
Oh, it's true.
It actually is
true.
It
is very true.
Because you actually care what they have to say.
Right.
And I care about you.
I understand.
So don't be betraying me with your private...
No private shows.
And plus, folks, if you want to get in on Sweet Creek, you got to... Refunds, really? If you want to get on Sweet Creek, you got to tell us on air. Just ask to get in for the $60 gift card drawing.
Announce
and month
on
and
air.
Paper. On air. Got to say it. On air. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Carl Schmidt there at the Herb Shop. And I'm telling you what, folks. Carl Schmidt does fantastic work. Of course, he can, Eddie's listening, he can help you with diet management and weight loss. So it could be that you're like a big, fat, fatty butter mountain, or it could just be, hey, I'm wearing too many, like 20 extra pounds, 15 extra pounds. You're just looking to be healthy. It's not about the number on the scale. Carl can help you with that. And not only in terms of, you know, the psychology and how you go about weight loss and managing your body, but also vitamins and minerals. What are your levels there? Are you missing key vitamins and minerals, maybe due to diet or some other deficiency? Or it could be you have toxins inside the body. He can help you figure that out. Also, has aromatherapy. I know Greg Budell's been doing that. I think I need to go get some.
Not a bad idea.
And, of course, I am a guinea pig.
Well, how's the light therapy coming with you?
I love it. The phototherapy is fantastic, and I feel great. I feel great in the gym.
And
I'm
your
recovering
shoulder
quicker.
Issues?
Shoulder issue's gone. I mean, there's a slight click.
Yeah, but definitely better than what you were.
It used to hurt.
Yeah.
And now it just, and I was doing fairly heavy weight the other day, brother, just testing it because it felt so good. And I credit this phototherapy patch that stimulates stem cell production that I got there at the Herb Shop from Carl. So stop by their brand new location today in the Peppertree Shopping Center in between Margarita's and Jalapenos. You'll see it there in all its glory. Big white letters with a green sign underneath, the Herb Shop Nutrition and Wellness Center. And, of course, you can always call Carl at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. And whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell him you heard him about him here on News and Views with Joey. I'm still getting little hiccups, man, with, like, the old... We did that show from 9 to noon for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I started by saying good morning, and I'm like, it's not morning, you dope!
Well, it is to you. What time did you get up?
I got up
11.
Here, I can check my Whoop. We can see exactly when I woke up. I woke up at 6:02. My body's still trained to wake up.
Wow.
Right at 5:36. It's weird. I went to bed
There's a difference between 5:36 and 6:02, right?
Yeah, it depends on when I go to sleep. I went to sleep at 11:44, so I didn't get that much sleep.
Getting older.
But I'd still, no matter when I go to sleep, I tend to wake up in that, 5:30 to 6 range still.
Without an alarm?
Without an alarm.
Yeah.
I shut off all my alarms. I used to wake up to light.
Yeah.
And I
was
just
that
unplugged.
Any better than the,
yes, much better than a sound. Mm-hmm. I ruined, for a long time, I was waking up to Hip to Be Squared by Huey Lewis in the News. I ruined that song. Well, whenever I hear that song, I'm like, oh, no, time to wake up. I get all stressed out.
Nerd anthem.
Hey. It was more an homage to American Psycho, oh, okay. If you know your movies.
Sure, okay, we'll go with that.
Here, I got to hit a break, and we got Justin Bogey of 1819 on the line. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I see that spring a coming is rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye grocery store.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Smaller businesses, especially hard hit by the recent banking turmoil.
The turmoil added to the uncertainty already caused by stubborn inflation and higher interest rates. Experts say it's probably a good idea for small businesses to diversify funds and make sure they're in close contact with their banker. But the experts also emphasize that in the short term, their bank accounts are safe because regulators have shown they're willing to step in when needed.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Following the lead of financial markets overseas, Wall Street opened sharply higher this morning and was trading higher at mid-morning. Macy's chairman and CEO Jeff Gennette will retire at the end of this fiscal year. He is to be succeeded by Bloomingdale's chairman and CEO Tony Spring. Macy's owns Bloomingdale's. From the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least two or three more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today. Mainly clear tonight. Chilly. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer. High 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the house.
Hey, hey, hey.
And on the line, we have Justin Bogey. He serves as a fiscal and budget reporter there for 1819 News. Good afternoon, Justin. How are you?
Hey, Joey. Doing well. It's good to be with you again.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. And you know, I want to pick up where I kind of left off with Jeff Poor, in particular talking about how much of a leader is Governor Ivey. And I think in particular an aspect of a leader is you present an idea that's big and bold, puts you in the right direction, and others follow. It seems to me, based on some of your writing, that her ideas aren't exactly being adopted by the rest of the legislature.
You know, we haven't seen a whole lot of big and bold ideas so far, at least heading into this session, heading into her second term. You know, we kind of heard some promises in her State of the State address about things like school choice and tax cuts and some of these other big issues, but, you know, when her budgets were released last week, really not a whole lot of carry through there. You know, she is still proposing this big tax rebate deal, about $950 million or so, but that still leaves about a $2 billion surplus that she's going to try to spend. And, you know, she also released a supplemental appropriation bill to spend some of that money. And, you know, some of it's head-scratching, to say the least.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier about how under prison education, we're going to allocate, $100 million. It's getting a little too, you know, what, the White Water Park here in Montgomery is all about education, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And then the head of the county commission there tried to say that there would be, you know, engineering opportunities that students could come and, I guess, watch them as they build it, and that would justify it being spent under, you know, an education budget. Doesn't make sense. And, you know, I'm from Montgomery. You're in Montgomery. It's not to say that that area doesn't need redevelopment. I think most people would agree that it does. But to do it with the education budget and to make statewide, you know, taxpayers pay for it, I think that's highly questionable.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to watch with the students that way. And then, you know, I know some, like, safety engineers, especially working for the state, that's what they do. They just sit there and watch. So it could be a future career. But it doesn't seem to add up to me that, okay, if you're having to pull from the Education Trust Fund, it shows, I think, how out of whack our Education Trust Fund is with the general fund that is a bit starved for money. And yet folks say, let's expand Medicaid.
Yeah, you know, there was this, you know, Parker did some research, Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama last year, basically making the case for Medicaid expansion and how it would bring a lot of more money into the state and how we could afford to pay for it. And they kind of reinforced that last week. But, you know, I just don't think it's that simple. The general fund budget, if you take the governor's budget projections for what they were, then it's hard to project anything, you know, even 6 months from now, especially a year or two from now. But she's basically showing that all the surpluses in the general fund, which is, you know, much, much smaller than the Education Trust Fund, are going to be gone in a couple of years. And then you talk about adding something that, you know, it's going to have a starting cost of around $225 million a year. And, you know, with the way Medicaid in general is growing, it could easily be $300+ million a year 10 years from now. And to say that we can afford it, and that's not even, that doesn't even answer the question of, is it the right thing to do? What are the other strings attached to it? What would it do to workforce participation and some of those other factors? But just on a basis of can we afford it or not, if you're going by her numbers, I would say, it would be hard to afford it, certainly.
Now, as we're sitting here near the end of March, heading into April, are there ideas already proposed, pre-filed bill, or, you know, just bills being put forth in committee that have gotten your attention that you'd like to see advance?
Yeah, you know, there's several. Minority Leader Anthony Daniels has put out this overtime tax bill, which would basically mean, you know, anything you work over 40 hours if you're an hourly employee, you wouldn't pay state 5% tax on that. So, you know, I think that's a good incremental change. There's a couple of, or we keep hearing about grocery tax proposals. I don't think a bill has actually been introduced yet, but he's interested in that. Senator Arthur Orr is interested in it, and I think he's going to have a bill. And then Senator Orr also has, I believe, three bills dealing with income tax. Some of it would benefit, you know, retirees more, but he also has a bill to get rid of the state's 2% lowest tax bracket and then lower the state's top bracket by a little bit. You know, again, it's not wide-ranging tax reform that's really going to help everyone a whole lot, but it is progress, and it is kind of going more in line with the states around us. Are doing, you know, Mississippi's already gotten rid of their lowest rate. They're going to a flat tax. So I think those are all positive. And Senator Orr's bills have already made it through the Senate. Since he's the chairman of the committee, he fast-tracked those bills. So, you know, I think it's a good start.
Well, and how much do you think it helps? It sounds like Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, good old the Golden Goose himself, he's pushing this same tune of more, you know, actual fundamental tax cuts.
Yeah, he's kind of jumped on this train, at least in the last few weeks, and he's been telling a lot of people that he's in favor of a full grocery tax repeal. So I think that's definitely a positive. And he hasn't exactly pushed back on rebates, but he certainly has made it clear he thinks rebates should be in addition to permanent tax changes. But, you know, I don't think it can hurt having the, you know, probably second most high profile elected official in the state putting that out there. I think it's certainly beneficial to the cause. So I hope he'll continue to push for those things and really get behind it and see it through. And, you know, the indication is he wants to, so hopefully that'll happen.
Well, I like this idea of people competing to be the leader here in the state, no matter what their particular title is, whether it's coming from a senator or a lieutenant governor or maybe from the governor's office. I just want to see good ideas and see this state succeed. Justin, if folks want to follow your work, what you're writing about, what you're doing, how can they do so?
Sure, they can go to 1819news.com, and I'll be posting several of these type columns a week. And then, of course, we have a full team of reporters who are pretty much covering any aspect of news happening in the state, anything that's important that's going on. So it's a great place to get your news.
Well, I always appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And Justin Bogey of 1819 News. And then you heard her this morning. Amy Beth Shaver will be calling in here. And we're going to get an edumacation, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, the title of her piece starts with Teach Your Children.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? Wait, how old are you again?
53.
You being 53 and looking how you do. Mm-hmm. Me being 34 and looking how I do.
Back to
As we've said before, if folks saw us sitting here in the studio talking about all the world-changing issues, you two don't look like you're on the right side of history. No, I admit it. We don't.
How so?
No, we're going to end up in one of those hippie films 20, 30 years from now is like the bad guys yelling about Elvis dancing and you know what I mean?
Well, that just means 30 years later we'll be heroes. Because that's how things seem to go.
Is that when he comes back?
No, they'll look at that movie again and they'll go, those guys were actually heroes.
Right. Anyway, the point is, look at Eddie and I. You don't even have to talk to us. These guys aren't on the right side of history. So can you imagine us two having to take a women's studies class. And we take it together.
Dude, I lived that.
No. I'm not talking about you growing up with all your sisters
and
your mother.
Is that not women's study? I lived that for 30 years.
No, that's not. You're taking it too literally.
Oh, okay.
You're making the mistake a lot of, you know, average bears do. I'm talking. I didn't even intend it that way. It just came out of my mouth. I do it naturally. No, but I mean like women's studies in college.
Oh.
Like, say you and I had to go take a special class at, you know, the University of Alabama or Auburn at, like, a bunch of polka-dot-socked, you know, feminists around us. So Amy Beth Shaver's going to teach us how we can survive a women's studies class.
Oh,
it's not just for the children. I think it's for anybody. More news and views when we come back.
¶¶ coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring, regularly priced at $11 per foot installed, right now priced at $7 per foot installed, and get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last, plus interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm here with Joey Clark. Eddie Bader, my trusty sidekick in the studio.
How you doing, Joe?
Man voice, Eddie. Man voice.
Didn't realize my mic was on. How you doing, Joe?
Good to see you.
How about them Bears?
How about you just use your normal voice?
Just no making you happy.
No, there isn't. I'm like a woman that way. And we're going to be taking the women's studies class now. You heard her hosting Alabama Unfiltered Radio this morning.
Did a wonderful job, too.
Amy Beth Shaver is on the line. Hey, Amy Beth.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
Doing quite well. And I was telling Eddie that you're going to take us to school on how to survive a women's studies class. He was claiming, how many sisters did you grow up with?
I grew up with five, but we had nine women, I believe, in that house.
But there's a difference between, like, your experience and actually going to one of these college
I'm
courses.
I'm kind of hoping we'll see if there's a difference, because I feel like I have my women in my life, including my wife, are very strong women. I love strong women. So I'm kind of curious what this course is going to be. I've never taken a woman's course.
Well, aren't you glad I'm here? Okay,
yes.
I'm here to help all of us learn how to survive. And I'd like to let you know that I had a friend's daughter who was in, if it wasn't this women's studies class, it was one very, very much like it. She was in this class as a freshman. And she was completely blown away by the things that they had to learn in class, which was really more of the Marxism that you and I talk a lot about, Joey. But I thought it was interesting that women's studies really got its start in the 70s. It's not anything that's new, but it's something that I feel like has been amplified over the last couple of years. And then with kids coming home that are new freshmen or even sophomores saying, we're learning that transgender is real, that it's subjective. We're learning that if we don't agree, perhaps, and this is coming straight from the child that was in the class, if we don't agree with this professor, we're going to be in trouble. So we just write what this professor says so that we can actually get out of the class, which that doesn't sound very freeing, does it?
No, it doesn't sound freeing at all.
No, it's not. And so I just thought it was an interesting thing to look at all the reporting that Will Blakely had done, especially finding out that the material was very pro-abortion, very third-wave feminist. And who's not for strong women? We all are. But when your material in class is one-sided, And even if this were the other way, you want to have something down the middle, right? I mean, isn't that what makes America great? And that's what Will Blakely found. And as I was researching about women's studies, I found out that it's very one-sided. There is not another opinion offered. And that's your first clue that this isn't just a women's study class. Like, hey, let's introduce you to this field. It is no, it's our way or the highway. And that's where I have my problem.
And it is frustrating. I actually took some courses there at Auburn, like a comparative politics, a study of gender in politics. It was like, my goodness. I remember one day where the teach walked up and wrote democracy on the board. And she's like, class, what does that mean? And nobody wanted to talk about it. I think I spouted some H.L. Mencken line. It's the theory of the common man knows what he wants and he deserves to get it good and hard. I don't think she appreciated that too much. But I remember it, another point in that class where she had this read something. It was either Bell Hooks or Judith Butler or some commie gobbledygook. And at one point in the piece, there, the author is talking about how, despite all the appeals to, you know, getting yourself up by your bootstraps, the idea of free will is largely mythical. It's all about your group identity, to which my response to the professor was, okay, then how did the first feminists come about? Because you're talking about people that, especially that first wave in the United States, were very intrepid. I like what Camille Paglia calls Amelia Earhart feminism. Like, I can do anything, and don't you dare, you know, watch me do it. Try to stop me. Whereas now, it seems to be like just another angle or attack vector for socialism and collectivism. And that does drive me to no end.
Me too, and that's well said. Because I think ultimately we have to ask the question, if this is so one-sided and if you're shoving these things down the throats of the people in your class and you're accepting no other information but this one side, then we've really got a problem. Because what are you doing? Are you indoctrinating or are you educating? And I know it's a common theme, this whole idea of indoctrination, but when you look at classes like that, it seems that that's the only conclusion you can reach. And so to combat that and to combat that thinking, as I wrote the article, and I don't know if you do this, Joey, but you finish something up and you're like, okay, all right. But then I was so bummed about the way that it ended. I thought, I've got to end with some hope. And so the real deal that I want to leave our readers with and our awesome audience is that there is hope, and it goes back to what we know to be true. And that is teaching kids how to think for themselves. So that we get in the, you know, when they get in classes like this, they're going to be like you and go, hey, so I know this, you know, you knew the H.L. Mencken quote. You were able to, you knew what you thought before you got there. So often these days, nobody wants to raise their hand. They're afraid to speak up. They're afraid they're not going to pass the class and they need the class for their major. The professor knows this, which I think is horrible. But instead, what if we sent kids to college fully confident that they knew how to think for themselves? And so that's why I included resources at the end of my piece from Summit Ministries, which is a group that I lean heavily on, very much into worldview, very much teaching people how, not what to think. And then Red Pen Logic with Mr. B, which is fantastic for high schoolers and college students because they're quick. It's usually 2 minutes or less. He takes apart an argument. And then he shows you how to diagram it, essentially, and figure out the fine points of the argument, what to keep, what to lose, and how to move on from there. And so that's the real way we take a women's studies class, learning how to think for ourselves, sending our kids in ready to do it, and then the end isn't going to be complete indoctrination. It's going to be kids raising their hands saying, excuse me, but I'd like to push back against that, and they're going to do it with confidence.
Hear, hear. Amen. Now,